Good evening to everybody. This is the podcast for today. And continuing with my success series based on biblical teachings and the right things that we should do in order to be successful. In today's world, there's a lot of political correctness going out there. And a lot of the things that are said, if one is a conservative thinker, if one thinks that things are to be done and observed in a predetermined way based on the belief of the Bible teachings, much of this will not be accepted. Last night, President Trump had a very key moment for those of us who are believers in the book of the Bible. And he mentioned that all the babies, whether born or unborn, are made in the holy image of God. Something that the mainstream media did not notice or did not know, because obviously it is against their interests. And it seems like the world today is set out to succeed at any price, to succeed at any cost, no matter what. But at the same time, there's always consequences to the actions that we do. It's in the Bible. And I'd like to read a passage from the Genesis, which in Hebrew is called the book of Bereshit, particularly chapter 9, verses 8 to 17. And it says, "Then Elohim spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And Elohim said, This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And Elohim said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." Very profound passage. Many people have read it before and just don't realize how profound the statement is, what the Lord God is telling Noah. The world had been destroyed by a flood. It had been destroyed for many acts of perversity that had been committed by the inhabitants of the world that then existed, which caused God, Elohim, to anger against mankind and destroy it. Now, there's contentions about it, but I don't care about this right now. This is not the point. The point is the lesson, the deep success lesson contained in this. He made a covenant where he would not destroy the world again by a flood, by water, and that every time it rained, the rainbow would appear so that the Lord God could look at the rainbow and remember the covenant that was established between him and Noah. Now, isn't it odd that the colors or the symbol that the LGBT movement has accepted or uses is that very rainbow that reminds God that he will not destroy humanity? Isn't this an affront to the Creator, mocking the Creator by using that very symbol to remind him that he will not destroy the world? It's as if the LGBT is taunting the Creator by saying, hey, no matter what we do, no matter what goes on, you cannot destroy us. You promised. Now, this could be subject to interpretation. And like anything in life, each can have its own idea, belief, of what this means in reality. This comment was done upon reflection and came to me basically while I was sleeping, because lately I've been profoundly affected in a positive way by the reading of the Bible. My spiritual journey has taken me to an interest in the things that God has to teach us. Now, covenants are made to be kept. And here, the covenant maker is the Lord towards man, promising that he would not destroy us. However, with that said, there's only so much that man can do before we incur the wrath of the Creator. Now, yes, we may not be destroyed probably by water, but there's other ways of destruction. Now, I'm not saying that I would not pray for the people that incur in behaviors that, according to the Bible, upset the Lord Creator. Let us pray for the sinner and not hate the sinner, but warn against the sin. It's a changing world, my friends. And quite honestly, we have to reflect on the teachings that the Bible has for us. We must not incur or engage in behaviors that we know will not lead us on the path of success in terms of what the Lord God has prescribed for us in the book of the Bible. Success is a relative issue. One of the things in which we can measure our success as human beings is trying to be faithful to the commandments that prescribe a conduct for man, given to us directly by God, of those things that offend him. It is by leading a holy life, a life of holiness, and trying to stay on the right path that we are truly successful in the way we are intended to be successful by the Creator. I will not keep you anymore, because this is really a mini message intended to provoke thought for those of us who want to believe or like to believe or must believe in the way of success as prescribed by the Bible. Go over the passage again. It's Genesis chapter 9, verse 8 to 17. And try to do a little Bible study, a word study. Get a concordance and reflect upon the words. You'll see that my interpretation could well be right on the spot. Thank you. God bless you all. And may you have a wonderful evening and a blessed life.